Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Covering Training Camp 2018, presented by Mountain High Appliance. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
BJ, how did Paxton take it?
He is upset. He didn't like it. He wants to know why, and he's got to play better. It's simple as that. It's a competition. Okay, it's the league. You know, everyone's doing this. You know, no one's not playing their best players. Okay, and it's really more about Chad. You know, Chad has competed, and Chad's played well. You know, because if Chad's not playing well, he's still a two. You know, so it's really more about what Chad has done from the spring to now.
Huh?
Why?
Alfred! Alfred! Why? Why? Why am I not the back? Why is Paxton Lynch no longer the number two? He wanted to know why! Why?
Why?
Why is because, He didn't execute. You know, just keep it 100. It's just not very difficult in this league. You value your reps. When you get your reps, you go out there and you perform and you do it with intensity. And you know that there's somebody who's waiting to take your job. And it's they show you every week in the NFL that somebody is waiting to take your job by. During the regular season, they'll bring in guys on Monday and Tuesday while you're at work, and you see guys working out at your same position that show up for work. And if that's the case, your job is never really secure. You got to always be on your best behavior, and you have to always perform in the clutch. And I don't know if Paxton Lynch understands. Maybe he thought he was just entitled to have the job as at least the backup, since the money was guaranteed.
You know, I'm gonna agree with this.
Be 100. That is 100% accurate. I guarantee you, since the money's guaranteed, he was the backup quarterback.
If Paxton Lynch says he just ignores the media and doesn't pay attention to things.
Does he say that?
I think he has said things like that in the past, and now I believe it.
Hmm?
The promotion of Chad Kelly over Paxton Lynch has been by far the number one consensus opinion of Denver media, no matter where you turn. I mean, I have not heard, seen, read anybody in the local media that disagrees with this move. I mean, nobody. I mean, we've been talking about it forever, right? But, you know, it started just coming all over the place from different angles where, I mean, even the people that Al cover the team, you know what I'm saying? Like, and have good relationships with the team.
Right.
Even they were saying it.
You mean,
say anything critical.
Right. You saying, hey, looks like, I think the way that they say it is a little different than us.
Right. I'm sure they were.
I think they're trying to say it the same way,
right,
but can't quite say it the same way.
But they were saying
so
it.
We were like,
in their little way.
In their little way, in they were
little,
saying it.
In their little way, on their little shows.
You're funny, dude.
On their little shows.
On their little shows.
On their little shows.
Their little way.
They were saying in their own little way.
But when Tiger started making his little run.
When Tiger started making his little
one.
That's got to be the funniest thing that I heard in a long time.
The little run.
A dismissive Tiger run, you know, charge was, was nothing to Koepka. Made his little run.
We should encourage our listeners to call other shows and be like, I really enjoy your little show. I saw you wrote that little piece about the such a nice little piece.
Right. It's a nice little piece.
Nice little piece. Oh, my God. Comical. So now we got Sharknado and A.J. Johnson. A.J. Johnson. Wow. Crazy story. Again, I would add... the specifics of his trial, I don't think we can even talk about the specifics of his trial on this radio station, to be honest with you, but it's out there. You can easily read it for yourself. But he was coveted, no doubt about it. The Broncos forked up $50,000. From all accounts, that's the most they've ever paid for an undrafted free agent. So it's, I don't know, man. I mean, anything can happen, I guess. But it's hard to imagine he doesn't make the team.
No, I can't see that. If nothing else, this is just, we're going to keep you here for next year so that we can have a full offseason to work with you and get you back into shape. And yeah, if and nothing I mean, else, we can you can help us on special teams.
Right. All it costs you is Zaire Anderson. And it's probably been the end of the road. I mean, Zaire's been on, not to be too mean, but he's probably been on borrowed time for a while. I mean, you're seeing safeties who are as big as a linebacker.
Well, he's gone. Jamal Carter's gone. So
Jamal Carter's gone, but like Sua Cravens is kind of a big dude.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
He's not really practicing.
Well, you got a point. So, that's why they brought in Sharknado. I'm sorry, that's disrespectful. Shamarco Thomas from Syracuse. I love him already.
So. How many Syracuse brethren do you have here on the team?
Oh, we got rid of one. Had to get rid of him. God forbid we keep Riley Dixon a draft pick. And we brought in Shamarco.
Justin Simmons is...
Boston College. Boston College. The arch enemy.
Is that is Boston part of the New England area?
Yes, it's in Boston.
Makes me want to puke.
If you missed the beginning of the show, Al was confused about what New England was.
Everybody is. Nobody knows what New England is except the people who live in New England.
And most third graders.
Wait a minute. You think that Big Sexy right now, even after hearing...
He could list off the states of New England? Yes, yeah.
Do
of
you
course.
Think that you can name off the Go. States of New England?
I could list the state capitals as well if you're interested.
Go for it. Give me the states and their state capitals.
States
I dare
and the state capitals that make up
you.
New England.
No, I dare
Only
you to
New
do
England.
This.
Do not look at. Do not look down.
Don't look at the Google machine.
Don't look at the machine.
Us in the eyes like it's a date.
You
Come
ready?
On.
Starting from the tip.
To wherever.
Let's hear what New England is.
Augusta, Maine.
Okay, right.
With Montpelier. Vermont.
Very good.
We're going to go with Concord, New Hampshire.
Wow.
We're going to go with Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes.
Listen, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why?
Kyle Berry? He's not helping.
His mouth's not moving.
Don't help him, Kyle.
Not at all. And Massachusetts is the last one.
Oh, you're missing a state.
I'm missing a state.
Mm-hmm.
Told you.
Try from the top again.
No. Told you nobody knows what New England is except people from New England.
You missed one state, Vic Sexy. I'm so impressed
Portugal.
With the capitals, by the
Portugal.
Way.
Portugal.
You're
missing Portugal.
Part of it, are you?
No.
You're saying Portugal.
Say it again.
Pennsylvania.
Connecticut. What's the capital of Connecticut?
Hartford.
Dude, you in the capitals. I am impressed. Montpelier.
But
Augusta.
He did not.
That was awesome.
You did not mention one capital.
He did.
He missed one.
What? No, he got Connecticut. He got Hartford.
Mm-mm, he was missing one. Oh, he's looking.
He did not. You did not miss one.
How many states are there in the New England?
I believe
Providence?
D-Max said six.
Yeah, because that's how many there are.
See, you didn't know, Big Sexy. You're looking now. You're looking. You're guessing.
No
you're
way.
He said that in the first
no
segment.
No way.
I know, but you didn't know that. Did you know that?
I know where New England is.
I know the area, but sometimes you would think that Pennsylvania is part of that,
watch
too.
Watch this, watch
Why
this.
Why not New York? Why not New York?
Because it's not New England.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just not.
It's New York. There's a York in England.
All right. I'm gonna do this. Just...
Third and 11. Lindsay to Kelly's left. Now going to the pattern. And there it is. Philip Lindsay into the end zone. Touchdown.
Nice route. Nice way to run it. And way to set up the defensive end who had automatic coverage because Phillip Lindsay leveraged outside of the tackle, which means that the last guy on the line of scrimmage has him in coverage. Phillip Lindsay knew that that was the case, gave him a move outside, and what was impressive on the play, it was an easy throw and catch. But the quarterback had to take a shot. The quarterback had to take a shot, which means that Chad Kelly knew he was going to get hit in the mouth, and he stayed with it, threw the strike, and gave us a chance for a touchdown, and it worked perfectly. That's a lot of guts. There's a lot of big plays that were made that night. That was probably the biggest play between the two young players that were on the field.
I was watching an interview with Baker Mayfield today, and he said they were asking him about accuracy. And he goes, well, listen, sometimes I just work on accuracy when we're doing smaller drills. And you try to put it in a very specific spot. And I connected that with Paxton Lynch's interception. Now, listen, it went off Traylor's hands, right?
He threw it high to Traylor in traffic.
You can't do that. And sure enough, when I'm listening to Baker Mayfield, this is why Baker Mayfield is going to be special in the NFL. He just has an understanding and an ability to not only make a completion, but to put the ball in a very specific spot.
But the also you got to know that you have two other options that are running quick slants at the same exact time, and you got to find the best matchup. You got to know as soon as the ball is snapped, if that guy disappears, then I'm going over here. And over here usually means in a one-on-one situation in an open field, the guy with the field, wherever the hash is, the guy who has the biggest part of the field, that's usually where you want to go with the football. And he did not go there. He went with the guy that was closest to him, which is the tight end, which is the wrong throw because the tight end collected, I think it was at least two hits on him, if not three. And just outside, you have a receiver running a slant route that's wide open on both sides. Cannot make that throw in that situation because you're not giving your guy a chance.
So it's done. I almost feel like there's no point in us beating up Paxton Lynch anymore.
There's no more. And I said yesterday,
we don't have to be mean about it.
Yeah, the time and the place for Paxton Lynch has come and it's gone. And the only thing that's left now is for the guy to enjoy the rest of his time here in town. I mean, yesterday, the vitriol that we've heard from Denver Bronco fans, especially in the game, man, haven't been heard around here since Kyle Orton. And people just did not like Kyle Orton, even though he was a better quarterback of those two guys.
Well, he's very unlikable.
You know, when you have, I guess.
Kyle, what's your favorite memory of Denver? The mountains. Really? Not your teammates or Broncos?
No, I get it.
The mountains.
I get it,
when you think of Denver, what do you think of?
The mountains.
So do we.
Okay.
See ya.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Classic moment. Sorry, not your favorite part. When you think of Colorado, what do you think of? The mountains. Yep, that was our quarterback.
Was that not a good answer?
It wasn't what I was expecting. I mean, I didn't know what he was going to say. That's why he asked the question.
You think of Colorado, what do you think of? You were going to say the mountains, see?
I don't know.
I like legal weed.
No, I don't think of that. And if I had to think of my time in Colorado, I'd have to think of the time of us doing this radio show together.
Huh? That is not the first thing that you think of when you think of Colorado.
I don't
see,
know.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's a lot to me.
You can't be honest with us.
I'm being honest.
We're right here with you. We're right here with you. You are not thinking about the time that you've had on this show. Come on, man.
Just, I don't know.
What do you think
I guess
of?
I would,
you think
but...
of the mountains. You don't want to admit it, though.
I might think of my time. Forget it. I'm not going to pile on Kyle Orton. That book's been written. Guy didn't love football. It is what it is.
But you agree. You agree that the mountains was not a bad answer.
It was fine. It was who he is. So all we ask is for honesty, and I think that's him being honest, and that's fair. Yeah, Paxton Lynch, no need to pile on. John Elway and crew, you just lick your wounds and you move on. Just didn't work out. I will say there have been, you know, 11 teams who have drafted quarterbacks in the 20s, and very few of them work out. The Broncos have done it three times. Tommy Maddox, Tim Tebow, and Paxton Lynch. I just would stay away from that in the future. I would learn from history. The Browns have done it three times as well. Brandon Weeden, Johnny Manziel, and Brady Quinn. You know, this is just not the place that you go to find quarterbacks. It means you're a playoff team, and you just should not be drafting quarterbacks in the 20s. Now, you can move into the 30, 31, 32 if you want, fine. Because just like Lamar Jackson, you get that fifth-year option, and you're not really missing out all that much. But if you're in the 20s, you haven't won the Super Bowl, but you got a playoff-quality quarterback, theoretically. Now, I understand the Broncos were in a desperate situation because Peyton Manning retired and Brock Osweiler went on to the Texans. It was unique, for sure. But they panicked, Al. They just panicked. And they moved up. Patience. Patience, patience, patience. Next time, right? You're drafting a quarterback, man. You're drafting a quarterback. You better be, have a top 10 pick. He better be one of the best guys. In the first round? Because if not, there's plenty of Petermans out there, right? There's plenty of, I don't know. I don't know. You have these guys that are playing this first week in the NFL, Al. Seriously, the world of the backup quarterback is amazing. You may as well just be on the air, Big Sexy.
And not one of them is left-handed.
Right, because, not a single one. Because why? Why do you bring that up?
Because it is National Left-Handed Day. Left-Handers Day.
No left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL now?
None.
Not one?
Not a single one. You know who the last player to throw a touchdown that is left-handed is?
Tim Tebow.
That's what I said.
It's Dez Bryant.
He's not a quarterback, though.
Player.
Player.
Oh, last quarterback then. What about the...
That was in 2016, by
is
the
it
way.
Tim Tebow's, hey, man, is it Tim Tebow's birthday today?
Yeah, yes,
it is.
It's National Left-Handed Day.
Yeah, I was watching...
What was the quarterback from the Dallas Cowboys that's now a quarterback
Kellen
coach?
Moore.
Kellen Moore. Did he throw a touchdown? He probably is the last quarterback to throw a touchdown.
I got a trick question for you guys.
Let's hear it, D-Mac.
Who on the Broncos is the best left-handed thrower? You may get it. Who on the Broncos is the best left-handed thrower of the football? And it's not a quarterback. Give you a hint.
Be a wide receiver.
Yep. Keep going.
Emmanuel Sanders.
No. Oh, so close.
No, I don't know it then.
DT.
DT's left-handed?
Yeah. Have you ever seen him throw a football?
No.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe DT has not thrown. I can't believe he hasn't thrown. The dude's got a sick arm.
Kellen Moore's the last touchdown thrown by a left-handed quarterback in the NFL. Was that 2016? 2015. How
you
about
talked
that?
To Bill Musgrave and Joe Woods off to the side today, Al. Is that right?
I did. I just love talking to the guys after the game.
All right. Anything to share? I got a bunch of quotes from both of them. But
well, I mean, it was the fit for the defense. I mean, it was clear that... The Minnesota Vikings looked like they were ready to play, and we didn't know where our fits were. So that's something that you could take care of. We did get out physical by our linebackers in general. We were not tough at the point of attack to start the game. All of that has to change.
Right, how about this
all
one?
All of that has to change.
With Joe Woods, problems with gap control on back-to-back 21-yard runs.
It was just gap control. The first run, you know, they were in the wing set, and I think Chubb was a defensive end. He controls the D-gap. He knocked the guy back, and, you know, he was winning, but he didn't fall back into the gap. And Darian Stewart came down. He had the outside gap, but he could have fixed it. So it was little things like that that normally we do well that we didn't execute. And then the second run, you know, it was just a normal lead week. I mean, we were gapped out, eight-man front, and Wolf knocked the guy back 4 yards and just created a hole. So it's hard to tell him not to do it, but he just has to, when he's doing that, has to get off, fall back inside, and Brandon has to leverage the ball. So, again, it's simple runs we normally knock out. We just didn't execute on those two plays.
You know, and
how about the 80-yard screen?
It's man-to-man coverage. And on a 70, I think it was 70, 69 yards. On the play, D-Mac, it was a blitz situation, and the linebacker was sugaring, we call it sugaring up. We're trying to run up to his assignment. And when he was running up to his assignment, you see the guard take him on, and there it was where the magic happened for the Minnesota Vikings. And, of course, to our dismay, when you are playing a one-gap defense and you are playing man-to-man coverage behind it, when your guy gets a free run, and that only happens in a screen, when your or a guy falls down. When a guy falls down or he's blocked in the screen, it not only does it lead to big plays, they lead to explosive plays. And I think it's Rock Thomas was the name of the running back. When you check his stats, he had like 100 yards receiving and 30 or 40 yards running. He was absolutely a difference maker, and I think that the Minnesota Vikings have a profile of the kind of runners they like, and he fits that profile. When you look at Dalvin Cook, you look at Rock Thomas, when you see these guys, they all have a similar build. They can catch the ball. They can run the ball, and that's their style of running backs. It's not a big pound you got. It's a slash and make you miss and take it to the distance.
So are we in for a season then, Al, where everything's cool?
No.
Everything's all right.
That was a problem.
And then, boom, it all falls apart. Are we going to be the victims of the big play disaster?
If we are, if we're a victim of...
Because that's what happened on Saturday, right?
Oh, it couldn't have been worse. I mean, our run defense was Swiss cheese. I mean, it was not only bad, it was ugly. I mean, one formation, double tight, basically ruined our attempts of being a good defense because, Murray averaged 10 yards a carry, four carries for like 40-something yards. And then, once again, Rock Thomas caught the ball and made us look bad. Our linebackers were not tough to the action and didn't make the plays in the gaps that they usually make. And Derek Wolfe looked fantastic. If there was only one bright spot from that game up front, it was Derek Wolfe and the way that he looked in the run game and the pass game. I thought that he had a very, very good game, but he's the only one.
You know, okay.
The Vikings tried to throw a screen with with our first unit. But then, didn't work.
They just decided to throw a touchdown?
No. It didn't work. I mean, it didn't work because...
Better quarterback, Kirk Cousins or Case Keenum?
Kirk Cousins.
Our training camp 2018 coverage is brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, the more natural, better sports drink. Available on sale now at King Supers. When we come back, good news, bad news for the Rockies. That's next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Covering training camp 2018, presented by Body Armor Sports Drink. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, Al, I'm making up a game for you on the spot. It's called Good News or Bad News. You ready for Good News or Bad News?
I'm ready.
You got to tell me if I'm telling you... I'm going to tell you a little factoid, and you have to tell me if it's good news or bad news.
Okay.
All right. Your Colorado Rockies, your Red Hot, took 3 of 4 from Los Angeles, walk-off walks, one of the strangest managerial decisions I've ever seen, intentionally walking two guys. I mean, anyways.
Good news.
Yeah, 3 out of 4, awesome.
Good
news. Your Red Hot Colorado Rockies are playing in... Houston tonight. Houston has lost 4 straight games and 5 of their last 7. 4 straight, 5 of their last 7. Is the fact that Houston has lost, and by the way, those 4 losses in a row, all came to Seattle and all came at home. Very weird set with the Rockies, as they only played the Rockies in two games. Is it good news or bad news that the Astros have lost four straight games at home leading into tonight's action against the Rockies?
Bad news.
Bad news. Why?
Because have they locked it up in their division? Is it done? Because I know Seattle was...
Hold on. I'll check. I'll get it.
No, that was a tight race there for a while.
We're
1.5 back. That's the good news.
No, they have not locked it up. Not even close. The Astros have a 2-game lead over the A's. And they have a 4.5 game lead over the Mariners. No, that is definitely knocked up.
Right.
I mean, the Mariners made up some serious ground
and
over
so
the past week.
So did we. I mean, beating the Dodgers head-to-head, that was huge.
We are
1.5.
We are. Yeah. I got us a game back at the Diamondbacks, tied with the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we went up in the standings without playing a game last night.
I guess so.
We were 1.5 Monday. Now we're only 1 game behind.
That's what my Google machine says.
I love it, man.
One game behind the Diamondbacks, tied with the Dodgers. And we're technically ahead of the Dodgers because
They lost yesterday.
Of the loss column. We got 55 losses. They got 56. I mean, it's like
we're ahead, basically.
A thousandth of a point.
Right, but we're ahead because
slightly.
They have more losses than we do.
That's right. But
Scott Hastings taught me how to do that.
They have one more win than we do. Their winning percentage is .533. Our winning percentage is .534.
Right. We are slightly ahead of the Dodgers. If the season were to end today.
But that's ridiculous because they'll play 162 games. So we're down. We've got one more game to play.
At the worst case scenario, we're tied with the Dodgers.
That's right. That's a good way to look at it.
Then we have to go to the in-conference play. But
I think it's bad news, huh?
I like the fact that we're playing good, but the Astros, man, we know who that is.
You think it'll give them more laser focus, the Astros?
But didn't Altuve go on the DL? I thought he was injured and went down. It may have taken a little punch out of them.
Marquez and Verlander tonight. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I'm so into the freaking Rockies. It's ridiculous.
Me too, dude. It was the first thing that I said yesterday, man. What an exciting trio of games, you know, when you consider Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games, man. Just exciting. But Thursday, it could have been Thursday as well, man, but we find ways to lose it in the seventh and then in the games. You always feel like something crazy is going to happen. It's just now that things have been happening crazy good for her, crazy good for us here of late. And I like that.
You know, I hate the Cubs and can't stand those.
Hate's a strong word.
Okay.
Do you hate the Cubs?
Okay, fine.
I mean, you can hate the Yankees.
I do hate the Yankees.
Okay, now do you hate the Cubs?
I'm not a Cubs guy, nor do I like the Cubs fans that live here. But can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Can I tell you something? Straight out of Longmont, David Bote hitting that grand slam the other night. I mean, straight out of Longmont came a baseball player named David Bote. I mean, I knew he's a local guy, and I'm watching the game, and they load the bases, and I see a local kid hit his first ever walk-off home run on any level, and it's a grand slam for the Cubs to win. And I stood up and applauded.
Who were you watching that game with?
My son. We were freaking out. We were trapped in a hotel room. Yeah, because we got the weather delays and everything. We could not get back from the East Coast.
So that was last night.
It was Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
So you missed. Okay.
Sunday night. Sunday night baseball.
Got you.
Where Sunday night baseball on the East Coast, the game ended around 1 a.m. It wasn't that late, but it's got to be close to 11 or after 11. But that was just such a cool moment. And you know what, man? When local athletes accomplish amazing things, it just tells me we live in a special place where really anything is possible. And Bodie's journey was remarkable. Didn't go to a big school, wasn't drafted out of high school, went to a small junior college, drafted in the 18th round, and just has worked his tail off to get to where he is. And I'm sure he was great in high school, of course, but it was just an awesome moment.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? I know it's going to sound crazy, but how in the world do we get to a wild card race in any division if the divisional leaders all show themselves? Is it best record?
Yeah.
Best record only.
Yeah.
So listen to this, man. Listen to this. you have a situation where the Yankees are 10 full games back of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But number one for the wild card.
By 3.5 games.
Is that the craziest thing that you've ever heard?
No, I mean, I get it.
They are 10 games back in their own division.
But number one for the wild card.
But number one.
By 3.5 games. Yeah, it's impressive by the Red Sox, really.
The Red Sox have 85 wins.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine the Yankees won't make the playoffs as a wild card team.
The Red Sox have 85 wins, bro.
Yep. The record's 116. Modern day.
What is going on with the Red Sox?
Everything. They're just awesome. I mean, on every level. Everything you can think of. You know what I would say?
That looks unfair
right
now.
You know what I would say with the Red Sox, too, as I watch them? They have amazing athletes, if that makes sense. Like, they just, up and down their lineup, they all look incredibly, like, athletic. And I love my man David Ortiz. I love David Ortiz. But you wouldn't describe David Ortiz as an athlete, right? I mean,
he's a power hitter that plays first base.
Every single guy on the Red Sox, Al, looks like, you know, like they could do something else. And J.D. Martinez is having an absurd year, and their pitching's incredible.
Well, I mean, are you?
I mean, like David Price is like a role player on that team. I mean, he's really, really good. But I mean, they're just loaded, top to bottom, in every imaginable case. And Cora, their manager's got them just going in the right direction, steering that ship.
Are you telling me?
I don't know how the Red Sox
doesn't look good. Are you telling me that Aaron Judge doesn't look good?
They look good. The Yankees are.
I'm like, my
Yankees
goodness.
Are great. The Yankees are 30 games.
I mean, those guys look like they could play linebacker or tackle for the Broncos right now. Stanton looked like he can be.
They don't look like
a 4-3 defensive end. He looks like Julius Peppers.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he can run the bases.
Julius Peppers.
I just think the Yankees, listen, the Yankees are 30 games over 500. They're a great team. But it looks like they're gonna win or lose in one way, which is power. Whereas the Red Sox look like they could do a million different things. And hit with power, too. They got plenty of that. But it looks like they could win in a whole variety of ways.
Have you become a Red Sox fan again?
I've always been a Red Sox fan. I'm just a Rockies fan more than I'm a Red Sox fan.
Who's your favorite player right now for the Red Sox?
Mookie Betts. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't love Mookie Betts? How is that not everybody's favorite player? Have you been watching Mookie Betts?
I'm watching the Rockies.
He's ridiculous. Well, you didn't ask me that. I can watch more than one team. I got my favorite players in the Rockies.
Well, I mean, I ask you, who's your favorite player? I mean, Betts has 27 home runs. And
who's my favorite player, period?
Yeah, for the Rockies.
My favorite player for the Rockies is Nolan Arenado. I can't get over. I can't.
Who's your favorite baseball player right now in baseball?
Bryce Harper. I can't take my eyes off him. I can't quit him.
Man crush?
It's ridiculous. I can't get over it.
Looks glorious.
I can't get over it. I don't know what it is. He's not even the best player in baseball anymore.
I thought you were an Altuve fan because of the little guy who can get it done.
No, Altuve. I like Altuve, but I'm not like, you know, in love with Altuve.
That's a clown question, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. In late innings the last week, man, when I'm looking at Puig out there hitting the baseball, man, I'm looking at that guy like, man.
Can I tell you who my favorite Rockies player is, though?
If he ever gets that bat on the baseball, that ball's never coming back.
You know who I'm most grateful for? I love Arenado, okay? I love Cargo. The greatest guy, Charlie Blackman. I love them all. But I don't think the Rockies would be having this year without him. Like, if I had to vote for their MVP, and this is a little esoteric, but I think it's got to be Adam Ottavino.
Oh, yeah, he's been so lights
he's
out.
He's been just so been amazing so often.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
I mean, he's just been incredible.
MVP, I would say Arenado is certainly
I got you, but
MVP,
I just make the argument that...
Arenado has been... He's been one person that you could depend on. He's had
yeah, but
a couple,
Ottavino, you realize Ottavino only comes in pressure situations.
No doubt. And he closed the game the other night.
Wade Davis only comes in pressure situations.
Was that Saturday night? He closed the game. I mean, Friday night. I mean, Ottavino is something else, man.
In pressure situations, he comes through and...
Charlie Blackman!
Well, we love Charlie Blackman, too. Don't get me wrong.
You think that kid ever is going to live down Charlie Blackman? My son.
What is Colorado Rockies?
I had my son JT, man.
How's JT doing?
Love my kid, man. His favorite player growing up, man, was Neil Smith. The only player name that he knew on the team was Neil Smith.
Yeah.
He liked Neil Smith because he swung the baseball bat. I mean, even to this day, when I talk to 9-0, he always asks about JT because, I mean, it was crazy.
Why didn't Neil do that? Why was that his move?
I don't know. You know,
is he a Royals fan or something?
I know he had a reasoning behind it, but
something, right? But
he loved him some Neil Smith, and Neil loved up on him when he was young, so that was his guy. That was his favorite football player was Neil Smith.
That's awesome.
Ain't that crazy?
Cecil Lammy's Fantasy Draft Party, presented by AuctionDraft.net, is Sunday, August 26th at the DoubleTree DCC Ballroom. I see on ESPN they're doing some sort of live draft. We're going to be doing it, too. I don't know if that's interesting to watch, but we'll be doing it. $15 per person includes free food from Famous Dave's Legendary Pit Barbecue. You can register for your fantasy team or individually at 1043thefan.com.
You are my champion, D-Mac.
You can register to win a spot in Big Al Survivor League.
That's right.
It's the Drive on the Fan.
Covering Training Camp 2018, presented by Mountain High Appliance. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
The fan weather desk, where Big Sexy is wearing a very short skirt and tight sweater. I don't know why you have to wear that in the weather center, but
I thought that was the thing.
Yeah. What do you have in terms of the weather?
Well, we've got some pretty bad weather on the west side of town right now. Some hail going on. I mean, obviously, if you are outside right now, you'll see what's going on.
No more hail!
It is hail, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe there is a severe thunderstorm warning right now. I'm trying to load that up, but it's for Weld County and Boulder County right now.
All right.
Weld and Boulder.
Do you want to hear somebody rip on Devontae Booker? Is everybody excited to hear somebody rip on Devontae Booker?
Who ripped?
It's Zach. Hi, Zach. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super.
I am so unexcited with this man. I know we got the cut broom out, but I think we should add this man to the list. First play, he gets the ball. There's a huge hole. I'm standing right behind him in the preseason game. Runs right in the back of the offensive line. After watching Lindsey and our third round draft pick, I think we need to move on from him.
Okay. Thank you, Zach. Devontae Booker most likely will make the team. VJ talked about how Janovich is going to make the team.
Wait a minute.
I think D'Angelo Henderson's in trouble. Royce Freeman's probably going to be the starter.
You know what's crazy? I hate that, man.
I know.
You know what? I hate when guys have been appointed to make the team. I hate when guys are told they have no chance to make the team. I like the middle. I like the gray. You know, you don't have to answer one way or the other. But I love the gray, and to say a guy is going to make the team is something that I really don't like it, because at the last moment, you may change your mind, and then you have to go back and say, well, we changed our mind. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And by the way,
what are you gonna do? David Williams is probably going to get cut and put on practice squad. I like David Williams, but I think he gets lost in the shuffle.
Philip Lindsay has no chance to be on the practice squad.
Oh, he'd get snatched up. He's got to make the 53.
He's going to make it. His history of where he is as an all-time leading.
You got to keep him on.
Yeah,
he's
one of those guys.
I'm going to be really bummed if they cut D'Angelo Henderson, but I see it coming.
No, he actually looked good.
I love D'Angelo Henderson.
He made more happen with less than anybody else out there.
Yeah, are they going to cut Devontae Booker? You going to keep a player like Philip Lindsay and D'Angelo Henderson and Isaiah McKenzie? I mean, Isaiah McKenzie's making this team now.
Because of one punt return?
Yep. It was the right punt return. I said to somebody on via text. I go, that's the worst possible situation for the Denver Broncos. Isaiah McKenzie taking that punt to the house. Because, first of all, if Isaiah McKenzie in a game fumbles a ball and gives it up, you just can't be surprised by it, okay? I don't care what happens, but he's making the team now. So the question is, do you think there's more of that to come, or do you think there's more from his past to come?
Philip Lindsay, CU's third all-time leading rusher, is probably going to make this team.
I hope so. And I just don't understand why you drafted David Williams and not Philip Lindsay. I just don't get it. Williams was in the seventh round. Why not just draft Philip Lindsay there?
Maybe undersized. Just said, no, okay, whatever. He's going to be available.
I mean, it worked
either
out.
Way it goes, it really is a good, it's a good call.
It's a bad deal for Philip Lindsay because he's not going to make as much money, but making the team is the most important part.
No doubt about that.
So tomorrow the Bears are here, and that will be a very interesting practice. And by the way, that's it, fans. Tomorrow is the last day. Just regular fans can come watch the Broncos at training camp, so we'll see you out there.
For my partner, D-Mac, for Beck Sexy, the man behind the glass that pulls it together, and of course, Kyle Berry, the strawberry man, I'm Big Al. Get home safely tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Yes, watch out for the hail.